Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth. This is Pray Every Day, and this is World Wednesday, so stay tuned at the end. You'll get to hear a prayer in Romanian. So this is the podcast where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And a huge thanks to those of you who are brand new joining me today for the very first time. So how this works is I will read a scripture. Typically, we're doing that in order. Right now, we're going through the book of James. And then I will pray according to that scripture. And hopefully, it'll be an encouragement to you to help you pray in your own prayer life. And hopefully, too, God will answer some of your prayers as we walk through this. So right now, we're in James chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. And this is in the New English Translation, the NET Bible, which happens to be my husband's favorite version of the Bible, in case you needed to know that. So here we go. Do not speak against one another, brothers and sisters. He who speaks against a fellow believer or judges a fellow believer speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but its judge. But there is only one who is lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. On the other hand, who are you to judge your neighbor? Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I don't want to be judgy judgerstand. I don't want to live a life of judgmentalism where I'm spending far more time looking at other people and pulling apart what they're doing wrong instead of focusing on my own relationship with you. And so, Lord, help us to keep a guard over our tongue today, that we would not speak against one another, even in social media, Lord. I think it's easy to just think, well, that's for my private life, this verse, but it's not for my public life. But actually, it's for our whole lives. And we need to be cautious about how we are talking about other believers. Now, of course, and I've prayed this before, Lord, it's not about exposing predators. That's an important thing to do. And exposing wolves in sheep's clothing who are out to devour the church. Those are things that we must be a part of. But in terms of being harshly judgmental toward others, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive me for judging others in a way that is harsh and without even knowing mitigating circumstances. Lord, it's really easy to judge someone who sins differently from myself. It's really easy to heap judgment on someone who I'm only looking at a tip of the iceberg. I don't know their story. I don't know their past. I don't know their struggles. I don't know how life has beat them down. I don't know what their past has been like, whether they have been abused or harmed in some way or another. And so, Lord, I pray that you would give us all a position of grace, a reflection of grace, a vision of grace, so that when we look out and we see other people doing things, that we would have the lens of grace, the lens of being able to say, Jesus understands their heart more than I do, and how can I be a blessing to them? Lord, that is probably a better way for us to pray, is just to pray, instead of judging, to jump to, Jesus, I am tempted right now to judge, but teach me what it means to be a blessing to them. And Lord, we understand and we place you on the throne because you are the judge. You are the rightful judge and you are the one who can judge the intentions of everyone's heart. And so we're off the hook in that sense because we cannot know what's going on in someone's mind or heart, but you can. And so we just choose to let you be the lawgiver and judge. We trust you to run this universe just fine without us, even while we sleep. We trust you to take care of sin in people's lives. We trust you to expose what needs to be exposed. And we also just thank you for Romans 13:10 that says, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is a fulfillment of the law. And so, Lord, help us to do no wrong to our neighbor, but to fulfill the law through loving. Teach us what it means to be grace-filled and gracious. Teach us what it means to pardon easily, to let go, and to forgive. And Lord, we want to be better at forgiving. We understand, Jesus, that we're more like you when we're forgiving, because when you were on that cross saying, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing, they were hurling insults your way, and you were throwing back forgiveness. You were throwing back grace. You were giving a blessing instead of a curse. And so, Lord, that's the word picture and the beautiful picture that I want to keep in my mind today, that as you were being cursed, you were blessing. And so, Lord, I pray that for my audience today, those listening, I pray that instead of cursing, that they would bless. Give us an opportunity to do that today, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I do pray that this would be a day of blessing, blessing, blessing. So bless somebody with your mouth. Bless someone in an email. Bless someone in a physical card that you send in the mail, because this will change their lives and it will give you joy and change yours as well. And also, it's World Wednesday, as I said at the beginning of the hour, and we are going to be welcoming Anda, I hope I'm saying that right, Mogos, who's going to pray these exact same scriptures, but in Romanian. So without further ado, here is Anda.
Doamne, îți mulțumim pentru cuvântul Tău. Îți mulțumim că ne aduci aminte să avem grijă cu ceea ce vorbim. Te rog mult de tot să ne dai Tu putere prin Duhul Tău ce sfânt, să fim foarte înțelepți și să nu permitem vorbirii noastre să fie controlate de firea noastră păcătoasă. Ajută-ne să fim înțelepți, ajută-ne ca inima noastră să fie perfect aliniată cu cuvântul Tău și cu inima Ta, Doamne, ca și ceea ce iese din noi să fie sfânt și să-ți placă ție și mai presus de orice, Doamne, te rugăm ca să ne ajuți Tu să avem o vorbire plăcută ție și o vorbire care să îi încurajeze pe ceilalți și cuvintele noastre să meargă și să pună mângâiere exact acolo unde ai Tu nevoie. Îți mulțumesc, Doamne, că Tu ești Cel care ne schimbi și ne transformi și Tu ești Cel care ne poate da control asupra felului în care vorbim și care poate face ca din cuvintele noastre să iasă binecuvântare pentru alții și pentru noi și nu să aducă durere. Îți mulțumim, Doamne, că ești așa de bun cu noi. Amin.